Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about where faith comes from, and I want to read to you from Romans chapter 10, verse 17, where we read this. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We often want to think that faith or unbelief has to do with the circumstances or environment that we find ourselves in. When faith is weak or unbelief is strong, it's easy to think, of course I'm having a hard time trusting God. Look at the mess that I'm in. Yet the link between our situation and our trust in God isn't what we often think. We find an example of this from the book of Numbers. In Numbers chapter 13, Moses sent 12 spies into the promised land. They each saw the same things as they surveyed the land, and all 12 spies came back to report to Moses and the nation of Israel. 10 of the 12 spies said that the land was indeed good, just as God had said. Yet they said that the enemies of the land were too strong, and taking the land would be a suicide mission. But among those 12 spies, 2 objected to the unbelief of the 10. They presented the minority report. They also agreed that the land was good, just as God promised, but they believed God would work through them to conquer even the strongest enemies in the land of Canaan. Those 2 faithful spies knew that if God's word was right about the land, that the Lord said the land was good, and it was, then God's word would also be proven right about the promise to give them the land, even despite the strong enemies. Seeing God's word fulfilled gave them the faith to believe God's promise for the future. The 10 unfaithful spies and the 2 faithful spies saw the same things. They saw the same grapes, the same men, the same land, and the same cities. Yet 2 of the spies came back strong in faith, singing in faith, and the other 10 were filled with a sense of certain doom. Notice this. It wasn't their experiences that made the difference. All 12 spies had the same experiences. It was something more profound than what they had experienced. Friend, ultimately, faith does not come from circumstances or from environment, but from our heart, specifically from the work of God's word in our heart. We often want to blame our unbelief on the difficult times in life, but faith or unbelief are not connected to our circumstances. There's a story that illustrates this principle. There were 2 sons who had a terrible alcoholic father, but the sons were different from each other as adults. One was a responsible, godly man, successful in family, business, and life. The other became an abusive alcoholic, just as his father was. When asked why they turned out the way that they did, each had the same answer. They both said, "With a father like mine, how could I have turned out any differently?" Friend, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So today, bring yourself to God and his word with their ever-building faith power, and don't wait for an environment or circumstances to build faith in you.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.org.